Phone Boy Speaks, episode 304. Vote no incumbent.
Earlier in the day, I recorded a podcast, which I'm not going to put out now because, well, it's a little bit out of date. But I think the general sentiment is still pretty much there, which is that, government shutdown, which is probably by the time this comes out, this will be avoided because, you know, the president got on television and said, hey, look, we have an agreement. We just got to get it through the houses of Congress. When it hits my desk, I'll sign it. And from what I'm able to tell about it, the agreement basically kicks the debt ceiling can down the road another 3 months, so that the government won't shut down and they can continue to operate as a government without going into default, which is supposedly bad. But anyway, I think that my whole problem with all of this is that the politicians have, they're using the rules to their advantage. I mean, basically what the Republicans did in the House was they passed a budget that funded the government, but except for anything to do with the Affordable Care Act, which of course they disagreed with, and it went through rigmarole all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they said, well, yep, it's a valid law, but there's this thing in the Constitution that says all spending bills have to originate in the House of Representatives, and the House of Representatives is controlled by the Republican Party. So, that's what they did. And, of course, the Senate could have easily approved the budget anyway and not caused this cataclysmic shutdown. But nobody's really reporting on all of those facts, right? Is that, people are just sort of blaming the Republicans for it when, the Democratic-controlled Senate had just as much culpability, as far as I'm concerned, probably more so, because they could have just passed the budget and been done with it. But anyway, either here nor there, and I'm not going to really get into the whether the Affordable Care Act is a good thing or not, because quite frankly, I don't know. All I know is that our politicians regularly fail us, and quite honestly, I'm now more convinced than ever that short of like an actual like armed revolution against the government or something, right? Which I don't consider out of the question, quite honestly. But I what I do encourage people to do in a more peaceful way is to basically just figure out in your different political races, whether they're state or federal, local, I'm a little less concerned about because I think local governments are a little more accountable to their constituents. But certainly for state and federal government, what I would encourage everybody to do is to figure out who is running in the races and simply vote against the person that's currently occupying that office. It doesn't matter what it is, just vote against it. And there's usually only two people, running. Sometimes there's three or four, and you might have to do a bit of looking, but basically, just vote the incumbents out. Don't let anybody that currently holds an office stay in office. Vote them out, because honestly, politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed very frequently and for the same reason, because they eventually get stinky after a while. And definitely our current batch of politicians are a bunch of stinkers, and they need to be taken out and changed. And, I don't know that it's going to completely change the system, but at least it cycles people out. It sends a message that to the people that, hey, look, the status quo isn't good enough, and maybe we're not going to get the right people in there. We're still going to have a lot of the same problems. It's just, we're just swapping Republicans for Democrats or whatever. But at least by changing the politicians thing, you disrupt a lot of the cronyism that's there, and you get rid of the people that have been there. The guy that represented the area of Washington State that I live in the federal Congress, he represented the area almost as long as I've been alive, which is an insane amount of time to be in office. I mean, he recently retired, and some other dude took his place, and I don't know that he's necessarily any better. But and then there's even a couple races that are there's one the state senator or whatever for the not federal but state, or the state government. Basically, I have to vote against two or vote between two incumbents essentially, and quite honestly, I don't like either of them. So in that race, I may just say none of these candidates, which is a perfectly valid choice. I wish it were on the ballot. and not that it's going to do any good, but I'm not going to put my weight behind either candidate. And I'd just as soon, not vote for that and vote for some, and yet still vote for other things. So anyway, I would encourage people to vote against the incumbent, whoever it is, in whatever race, because, I mean, and other, you know, I'm going to say the alternative is, you know, something a little bit more drastic and a little bit more violent. And I'm not necessarily advocating that, but I think we need, you know, we need to send a message of change to the government. And the only way to do that is to get everybody that's in office out of office, start over, and at least get some fresh ideas in there. Hopefully, you know, I'm not going to say it's going to solve everything, but it's a first step, right? And convince all your friends to just vote against incumbents. It doesn't matter what your political stripes are. They're all about the same. But vote no incumbent. That's my political message for today.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.